So, welcome to our Sunday spiritual service on the 16th of July 2023. Just a few quick things before we begin. We will be recording parts of this evening, everything apart from the messages, and those recordings will be available to download for free. You'll be able to find them after the service on the Sunday spiritual service webpage of the website where you click to join the service this evening. If you want to record the service, you're absolutely more than welcome to do so. But please note that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale. There will be no course notes readily available for this evening. But if you would like a copy of the opening prayer and closing blessing, then you can email Sue on this address here. edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. Sue Little has very kindly agreed to administer that email address for me, and she will send out a copy of that opening prayer and the closing blessing should anybody want them. So that's the email address to write to if you want a copy of those bits and pieces. If you have any questions that arise either from tonight's channeling, from your experience of tonight's meditation, or if you are fortunate enough to receive a message from Spirit this evening, then you can, and you want a bit more further detail or clarity about it, then you can email me directly on edwincourtney@googlemail.com. It is important, I think, that it's googlemail.com, or at least it seems to be for my email address. Gmail.com sometimes doesn't seem to work, even though it should do. And we have been having some real problems with our Gmail. So if you email me and you don't get a response within a week, I would email me again, because it could very well be that it's gone amiss in the Google ethers. But that is the email address to use if you have any questions. Okay. So make sure you've got a pen and pad to hand in case you want to scribble anything down that is said that you think is of note. Whether that is a message to you or to somebody else, you still might find it beneficial and useful. Of course, any experiences that you have in the meditation that you might want to make a note so that you can remember them as well. We won't have any questions and answers this evening because it's a service and not a lecture. We'll go straight through to the end of the hour without a break as well. And at the moment, you are all muted. And this is how the majority of the session will be, to prevent any chaos from reigning. So let's get started with an opening prayer. Now, some of you have heard this prayer before, but it is one of my favorites. I've adapted it. It was originally a prayer by Pope Francis, which appeared at the end of the 2015 encyclical Laudate Si, which is a kind of congress that was held. I've just removed the overtly Christian bits and replaced them with more broad, generic New Age references to divine powers. But it's still a very, very beautiful prayer. Tonight's service is an earth healing prayer, so our opening prayer is kind of geared in that direction. So you get yourselves nice and comfortable. I'm going to find some lovely music because we'll go straight into the meditation after after this. It sounds a bit loud. Down, boy. There we go. So close your eyes. Take a few breaths. Make sure that you are as comfortable as you can be. And focus on the sound of my voice.
All-powerful divine, you who are present in the universe and in the smallest creatures of the earth, you who embraces with your tenderness all that exists, pour out upon us the power of your love, that we may play our part and protect life and beauty. fill us with your peace, that we may live as brothers and sisters, harming no one. Great Spirit, help us to rescue the abandoned and forgotten of this world, so precious in your eyes. Bring healing to their lives and ours, that we may heal the world and not prey upon it. That we may sow beauty, not pollution and destruction. Touch the hearts of those who look only for gain, at the expense of the poor and the planet. Teach us to discover the worth of each thing and each other, to be filled with awe and contemplation, to recognize that we are profoundly united, tied to every creature and to you. As we journey towards your infinite light, we thank you for being with us each day and ask that you encourage us to pray in our struggle for justice, love, and peace. For the greater good of all and to harm none, we ask these things of you. So mote it be. Amen.
If you want to keep your eyes closed, then please. And we'll continue with the meditation. Take a moment to relax. Just 1 second, my audio is sounding very strange. I'm just gonna pause and just, sorry about this. Now, I'm still getting a bit of strange feedback. Is that any better? Nope. Can you hear the feedback or is it just me? Nope, you can't hear it. That's good. As long as you can't hear it, I can cope with it. Okay, sorry about that, folks. Let me just put the music back on. Okay. Close your eyes and make sure that your feet are flat upon the ground. Breathe in and out a little more deeply. Focus on the feeling of the earth, the floor beneath your feet, and become calm and still. Breathe in, breathe out, and relax. I want you to bring your awareness to the heavens, to the space above your head, far above the ceiling of your room, far above the roof of your house, up, up, into the heavens. To the spiraling heavens above the earth, to the wheeling stars in their courses, the moon, and the planets, and the sun. from the sun, life force, energy, and light pours forth down, down towards the earth, down towards you. Capture and focus it now with your will. Draw it down, down, down into and through your being, into and through your chakras, your central energy channel, the Sushumna. Draw the golden solar fire of the great central sun, the divine, down, down, into and through you into the earth. See it pour out of your feet, deep and wide into the planet, fed through the roots that extend down and out from your feet, deep and down and wide. Veins of golden colored light, pouring the power of the sun, the life-giving, healing energy of the divine, deep into the mother. Surrender. Open. Receive. You are the channel through which this miracle occurs, through which this healing flows. Let the light pour through you, magnified by your love and desire to heal the planet. Focused by your thought and your intent. Light descending, flowing, falling into and through you, into the earth.
Light descending, shine through me. Power of the divine, set her free. Power of the moon, the stars and sun, heal the earth. It has begun. Light descending, shine through me. Power of the divine, set her free. Power of the moon, the stars and sun, heal the earth. It has begun. Light descending, shine through me. Power of the divine, set her free. Power of the moon, the stars and sun, heal the earth, it has begun. Light descending, shine through me. Power of the divine, set her free. Power of the moon, the stars and sun, heal the earth, it has begun. Light descending, shine through me. Power of the divine, set her free. Power of the moon, the stars and sun, heal the earth. It has begun.
Just let the energy flow. down through you into the earth. And in a moment, my voice will return to bring forward the words of the Great Earth Spirit. Mine is the voice of the Mother, the Gaia Spirit, Goddess of the Earth. I speak these words in love and offer them in peace. Open your heart to my presence. Let my loving power embrace you, hold you, fill you, even now, as you fill me with the light of the stars, the moon, and the sun. For you are my child, and a mother will a mother be, even when the mother is in need of the child's care and grace. And so, I offer to you these words of love and encouragement, these words of peace and truth, to help you even now, as you journey through these difficult days, presented by a reality that is both harsh and frightening. All is not lost. The world can still be saved, and mankind's place within it assured as a legacy that will reach forwards in time. But in order for this to be so, you must all play your part in the realms of practical application and the realms of spiritual healing, service, and light. So I ask you to hold the vision, to believe in the power of healing, to give generously of yourself as channel, so that the power and light of the divine might stream through you into the world, so that the earth might be healed, and its people and its children saved. So that the vision of the new earth that you have held onto for such a long time might become reality. So that mankind might rear its children to see that there is a glorious future that might aid all of mankind with its potential, with its wonder, with its hope. Give then of your heart each and every day. When you wander out upon field and hill and country lane. When you move through urban cities and towns. Give to the trees and parks and hedgerows. Give to your gardens. Feed the land beneath your feet with love. Hold the vision, the truth of a new earth. Open your hearts. Magnify the power of the divine that flows through you into the planet. Become part of the solution. Educate those who are in need, those who need to know. Strengthen the will of the young. Encourage and support those who would fight for the Earth's survival. Play your part practically and spiritually, and help the Earth renew. Help me renew my body that is your home, so that harmony might be restored and our future together assured as we move forwards in love and light. I come to you to say that there is still hope, and that you are part of that hope. You are part of the solution. Your soul, your spirit, and your love. In peace and truth, then, let this be so. In love and light, so mote it be. Through the divine's will and your grace. Amen. Now breathe a little deeper and begin to let go of the light that streams through you. See it trailing off above your head like a ribbon released to the winds. The brilliant light returning back to the divine, back to the sun, back to the stars, back to the moon. Allow the final remnants of light to pour through your feet into the earth, into the mother. And rest for a moment, sustaining contact, so that you might ground yourself back into the planetary body, back into your physical form, bringing your awareness now away from the planet, back into your room, back to the chair beneath you. Breathing in, breathing out, and returning. Centering yourself back into your form. And as and when you are ready, grounded, centered, and protected, opening your eyes and returning here. Oops. Right. I'm going to add to the prayer and the closing blessing the script for that meditation. Should any of you want to do it with your own groups or record it in your own voice? Sorry if I was a little bit distracted. I was getting the most dreadful feedback. It's gone now. Unplugged and replugged my microphone and all is well. So if I sounded a little bit off key, it was because I could hear myself in my own ear, which was a horrendous occurrence. So I'm going to add the script to the notes that I will send to Sue. So if anybody wants a copy of that script, edwin.c.notes@gmail.com, and you'll get the opening prayer, the closing blessing, and the script of that meditation in between. If any of you had any experiences in that meditation or had any questions that might have resulted of listening to the channeling, you can also shoot me an email at edwincourtney@googlemail.com, and I'd be more than happy to see if I can offer some direction or guidance in regards to what you might have seen or felt. Before we move away from that and start to get into the messages, I just want to kind of reiterate something that came up in the channeling, really. So, you know, there is a lot of bad news on the news at the moment about the environmental situation, what with this heat wave that's hitting Europe at the moment, and the kind of doom that that's bringing from the scientists. And, you know, we need, a dose of doom maybe to kick us up the bottom, really, and particularly kick our political leaders up the bottom so that they take a bit more attention to what's going on. But at the same time, we mustn't allow ourselves to get caught up in that negative worldview perspective and think, oh, well, you know, everything's doomed and we are doomed and what's the point? Because as the Earth Mother said, we've not reached the point of no return. There is a possibility that the Earth can be healed. And that possibility lies in our hands, both in regards to the practical things that we can do, small, seemingly inconsequential things which can make a huge difference, to the huge things that we can do in regards to the spiritual healing work. So it's really important in our everyday now, when we are out and about, to remember to take a moment to send some healing to the earth, to send some healing through the trees, to sit down in the park in the middle of the urban city and send some healing to the green. All of that counts. All of that, those little drips of divine power, provide the earth with the energy that it needs to hold itself together, to regenerate itself, to restore harmony and balance to the planet's biosphere. So it's really, really important. I remember back in the 80s, 90s, when this hole opened up in the ozone, and the scientists at the time said, that's it, the hole's there, it's not gonna heal, it's just gonna be there, it's gonna get bigger and bigger and bigger. And healers really marshaled themselves and focused on seeing the hole healed and repaired. And then lo and behold, 5 years later, 3 years later, the scientists said, oh, the hole in the ozone layer has healed itself, it's repaired itself. And we're putting it down to, you know, the change to do with aerosols and blah, 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 blah. But the light workers were celebrating because they felt, at least, if nothing else, they'd played their part in contributing to that healing. The earth is an incredible organism which has incredible regenerative power, but it needs our help to provide it with the strength to do that, which is why we decided a long time ago to dedicate every other Sunday service to healing the earth, because it's just so important. A few things then, before I switch off the recording and we commence with the messages. So, Andrew and I are back at work proper from tomorrow onwards. Any of you sent emails during our week off, we'll get round to answering those. If not tomorrow, then certainly within the next couple of days. I know that Andrew's got about 40 emails to wade through, and I've got about 30 emails to wade through. So it might take us a little bit of time, but we will get back to you this week, we promise. On the 18th, which is Tuesday, we have our new three-part channeled evening series of Crystal Skull Ascension Light Transmissions. So this is just an hour. There'll be a channeling that will be brought forward through me from one of my crystal skulls. And then there will be a channeled meditation, which will be an ascension code transmission, some kind of update of energy, which will be brought to you via the skull through me in trance as a kind of meditation, initiation, attunement type thing. More details online. We're going to be starting off with my dream amethyst crystal skull called Odin. 30th of July is our workshop Into the Green, synchronistically, where we'll be talking about all things to do with the green ray, the telluric energy, the green man, the green woman, the elementals of the earth, the parliament of trees, which is the conglomerate elementals of the tree spirits of the planet, and how to work with that energy and how to work for those beings. Once again, details online. our rather delayed monthly message from the Master Saint Germain will be available to download this week. I wanted to wait until after the 777 to see if Saint Germain had anything to say about that. I'm hoping he will. I'm going to bring forward the message tomorrow. So it should be uploaded onto the website and available to download for free from tomorrow. We do a monthly message, about 20 minutes long, from the Master Saint Germain each month, although I get a feeling that now we're into the second part of the year, some of those messages might come from the Merlin as well. And then the final thing that I just quickly wanted to mention is that I will be starting a new four-week course in October. This will be every Sunday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. for 4 weeks. And it's going to be an apprentice to the Lady Ascended Master Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is the patroness, the patron Ascended Master of 2024, next year. But her energy will come online in November. And she is running this apprenticeship to ready us for her arrival. But also anybody who ever has felt an affiliation to her energy, it might be for you. It'll be a course where we'll be focusing on the heart, compassion, empathy, and also the other powers that are connected to Kuan Yin, to do with her dragon, to do with her elixir of eternal life, and to do with her patronage of women and the wisdom of the heart. So details about that will be going up online soon, but you can already go onto the website and pre-register your interest in that. Right, let's switch off the recording and get going with the messages.